Does anybody ever come up to you, though, and say, Lon, you're not telling us the truth. You're holding back. You're tricking us.
They say that all, they say that all the time. And the only thing that I can say is look into it yourself, and you'll see that, that Masonry is a much, much greater and a much more positive organization than they can possibly imagine.
But has it changed, though, Lon? And by that I mean there's no question that the Masons have been doing a great job for society. Like you said, $1 million a day in charitable donations. I've witnessed Shriners doing what they do, and even though I don't like clowns, those guys I like. And, I mean, there's no doubt they're doing that. Is it possible that those people, the ones I've just described, don't really know of the factions that may be way up there in the Freemason society?
Well, it's not a matter of being way up there, but it certainly can be a matter of way in there.
Explain.
And what I mean by that is Masonry is a very, very big tent. There are members of every political persuasion, from the far right to the far left to anarchistic. They all get together and are brothers within the temple of a Masonic meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It would be impossible for Masonry to promote a specific political agenda, either overtly or hidden, because of its tolerance for the freedom of thought. So there may indeed be Masons or people who are Masons who are very, very committed to certain political societal dynamics and such. Okay, and they can be activists in that arena. But it's not Masonry that's driving them. That is a personal thing. And Masonry is not a monolithic organization where we're all on the same page on anything political or religious,
mm-hmm,
or anything to do with matters of conscience.
And they're not all plotting the overthrow of the planet.
No, indeed we're not. But as I say, there may be individual members that have all sorts of political, social, and religious,
sure,
things, because Masonry is a big tent. And as long as they're true to the Masonic ideals, we stay out of each other's way.
They may be plotting the overthrow of the planet, but that doesn't mean they're doing it sanctioned by Freemasonry.
Absolutely.
The Knights Templar, did the Freemasons come from them?
We can't prove that. There's no evidence that on such and such a date that these Knights Templar, this powerful organization, went underground and reappeared as a benevolent society of men that use building tools as esoteric symbols. Okay, there is no evidence. And I don't think any evidence could be found. But from a traditional viewpoint, the ideals that have traditionally been applied to the Knights Templar, ideals of being militantly antagonistic to tyrannical governments, traditionally being antagonistic to any organization or any form of spiritual or mental bondage. These traditional qualities and goals that have been over the centuries at least projected upon the Knights Templar are those very same qualities, moral values and such, that led to the Age of Enlightenment in the 18th century, and many of the movers and shakers of that Age of Enlightenment were inspired by Masonic and Templar ideals. So there will be some Masons that will say, no, Masonry has absolutely nothing to do with the Knights Templar. They're free to believe that, okay? But by the same token, I'm a 32nd degree Scottish Rite Mason. And many of the degrees, or several of the degrees of the Scottish Rite, deal with the Knights Templar. And there's even a degree of the York Rite that's called the Knights Templar degree. So the Masons do indeed officially, at least on some levels, adopt the Knights Templar as their traditional forebears. There's even a young men's organization called the Order of De Molay. Now, I was the De Molay when I was 14 years old, and part of our instruction was to emulate the qualities of fidelity, of friendship, of the moral qualities of that were displayed during the trial and persecution of Jacques de Molay, the last Grand Master of the Templars. So anyone that says that Masonry has nothing to do with the Templars is just not opening their eyes.
Three things woke me up to the Knights Templar in my career. One was doing programs on the Shroud of Turin, where the Templars apparently were the guardians of. The Indiana Jones movies, and the book The Da Vinci Code. Now, in The Da Vinci Code, it suggests, of course, that Jesus might have married Mary Magdalene and had descendants, and they're still alive today. But you think there's something else there?
I do. And I believe that might be a whole lot more profound than just the idea that Jesus may have been married and have children, although that is a blockbuster.
By itself,
you know. But I think there's something else that the Templars may have stumbled upon, and which is still being perpetuated by Masonry.